Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Administration Committee for Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. Madam Clerk, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? We have a motion by Bates. I didn't hear who did the second. We had a motion by Bates. Do we have a second on the consent agenda? Is there anybody that wants? Okay, I'll second the consent agenda. Okay, Ms. Worth. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Can we maybe pass the coffee around so we can make sure that everybody's with us this morning? We have a contract that we need to take a look at. It's a pool for auditing, attestation, and consulting services for $300,000. Mr. Mayhew.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Debbie Admaja with Finance Department. Staff is here to request for the committee approval to form a pre-qualified pool of firms to provide auditing, attestation, and consulting services. These services will be for 5 years with two one-year extensions options. The cumulative annual amount is not to exceed $300,000. There will be four firms in the pool. They are Badawi and Associates, formerly known as Caporetti and Larson, KPMG, Macias Gini and O'Connell, and Williams, Adley and Company. To give you a little bit of a background, in 2009, MTC requests a request for qualification, an RFQ, to establish a pool of firms to conduct various audit and control procedures. As a result of the RFQ, MTC entered into contract with five firms. This contract will expire on June 30, 2014. Having a pool of firms available for these services has been a valuable tool. So on October 16, 2013, MTC issued an RFQ for the same purpose. Four of the firms from the current contract responded to the RFQ. They all met the qualifications stated in the RFQ. Per the RFQ, MTC may enter into contract with one or more of these firms. Generally, MTC assigns project based on MTC's needs, the firm's expertise, and staff availability. MTC executes audit or task order and negotiates individual engagement letter for individual assignments. However, a combined total for the four firms is not to exceed $300,000 in any 1 year, subject to budget approval. Staff recommend that this committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into contract with the four firms in the cumulative annual amounts not to exceed $300,000, subject to annual budget approvals, to perform auditing, attestation, and consulting services. The initial contract terms are from July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2019, with an option to renew for up to two additional one-year terms. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Are there any questions?
I have a quick question.
Yes, please.
So I'm sorry, I haven't been here when we've done this before. So when we go out for our auditors, we break it up into a pool, and do we look at women businesses, minority businesses, regional dispersion? How do you try to do that?
The RFP is done based on the general needs of the project, and all firms, local, national, are allowed to respond to it. We don't specify, because you don't know what the assignments are actually going to be. But we do try to focus on local firms. There's like, as you see, there's two, one in Walnut Creek, and we have one here locally in Oakland.
Two in Oakland. But
I'm sorry, yes.
But so I'm just trying to get understanding. We try to hire local, but we don't look at any other criteria. I just wanted to know.
For this type of attestation work, because you don't have a good handle on some things we know we're going to do. For example, grants, exit and entry audits, and things like that. We know the standards we're going to be using, and the firms have to qualify under those standards. So they have to qualify under Yellow Book standards. They have to qualify under state standards. They have to be able to certify in TDA pools.
I'm not at all assuming that we would hire someone unqualified. I'm just saying, do we use our buying power to help local or women or other underrepresented companies. That's all. If we don't, that's fine. My city does.
I think that's what this helps us do, is hire local firms to do relatively sophisticated and important work.
Okay. I just, maybe it's worth the administration committee sometime discussing, you know, to see if there's an inequity or a balance to help either women or minority firms. It seems it's pretty well represented. I just wanted to know whether or not there was a criteria or a standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? If, seeing none, is there a motion to approve the contract? Moved by our chair. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Bates. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that contract for the pool passes. I have no public comment cards. If there's anybody wishing to address the administration committee, seeing none, this committee is adjourned. Thank you.